Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of it, still reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
A sugar shack, a monkey whack, and I don't know what's going on. I got these bones, I got these phones, and I think I'm gonna kill somebody. Kill somebody. Kill somebody. Hey, tonight. 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 As I temporize what I'm doing, trying to get back into the cafe, because I'm trying to get back into the cafe, and I'm trying to do it, and trying to do it, trying to do it, trying to do it, and kind of go to, and I'm almost there, I'm almost there, I've almost got my finger foot, and I'm... Doggy do. Well, everybody, and of course it won't let me back into the chat room right now, so that means I have to throw onto another program. I will be in the chat room in a second, but in the meantime, I will keep going with this patter, which I've now done for 2 minutes straight without a single breath. Are you impressed with me, people of the world? I think so. I am. I am. I know I am. Hi, EW.
Hello.
Did you get all that?
I did, and I just literally got shot into a new chat room myself.
Uh-oh.
Weird.
Wacky. Spectacular. Kanaki. Falaki. Whackin' 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 wacky whack. Can you tell I'm a wee bit tired?
No, not at all.
No, not in the least. No, because I'm going into hyper mode. I might even start whackin' out something like that. So yeah. I was introduced to a new song this week, and it's really freaking me out.
Okay.
What does the fox say? I swear to God, I want to find out who created that and kill them. Kill them with a stick. Here. A big stick. Really, 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 really big stick. I'm not getting into the TMV chat room. TMV. That place of the chat room place.
Really?
Yes, it won't let me in. I might have to hit it with a stick soon.
Hit it with a stick.
Oh, you know I'm going to hit it with a stick, and it ain't going to be happy with it, because I will conniptionize it.
Well, let's hope everyone's hearing us.
Well, at the very least, I'm still recording us.
Including those moments of silence.
Moments of silence will be edited out for my personal consumption, because I'm like that.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get in now. Nope, can't get in now. Refresh.
Flash flood watch. Okay.
Huh?
We're under flash flood watch. We got severe storms overhead. And, so this is going to be an interesting night.
We can carry on through and like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chat still don't let me in. Yeah. Gosh darn it.
I don't know why it's not letting you in there.
Well,
we fixed all those codes.
What, anti-zombie codes? You know we get through those eventually.
Well, we usually put the traps up for that.
They won't work.
What?
Nope. We know the secrets around the traps.
Ah, see.
Didn't you see the one with the cat opening the door for the dog?
No, I saw the one with the dog going through the hole.
Raccoons do that too.
Yes, they do. But do you know how you can trap a raccoon?
With a stick.
No, that's how you beat it.
Well, you can trap it with a stick.
You can actually take a bottle and put some food in the bottle.
Oh, he'll try and climb in.
No. They put their hand in and they go to pull it out, but they refuse to let go of the food. So that's how you trap them.
That's one way.
Yeah. Well, there's a trap, but...
Yeah. Then there's the guillotine and it goes through anything, goes through the...
But that's a good one. I like that one for zombies. So.
I'm a big fan of guillotines. I love guillotines. They're fun.
Yeah, they're a blast.
I once knew a person who built hobby guillotines in his backyard.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. I was rather just like, okay, man, I'm glad I don't live near you, man. You are freaky. And he was. He won't ask you what kind of things he was asking for.
I got a Halloween treat for you.
What's that?
Well, really, on the Day of the Dead, November 2nd, I'll be doing an autograph session.
Awesome. That sounds like Saturday.
That is a Saturday.
See, I knew that. I got my days in my head.
But yeah, I'll be doing it with the band who'll be performing live at Marianito's Extreme Tex-Mex, and I will be there signing, get this, how many books? 13.
Nice.
So.
But you know what?
Huh.
Tomorrow's Halloween.
That's right.
And I'm so sad, because last year we actually got to do Halloween shows on the Halloween.
You know what? That's right. We sure did, didn't we?
Yes. We did that, and I'm still trying to get into the chat room. Gosh darn it, diggly dog the dog. So I'm going to move along and move on to this part of the show that I like to talk about, calling Talk About Movies.
Movies.
Because I didn't get to do that last week.
No? Why not?
Because something went wrong?
Yeah, I know.
But that's fine.
I take full responsibility for that.
It's not a big deal, man. We go and move it all along with the rest of the world, and the world goes round and round and round and round and round, and then we hit it with a stick.
But your show did air on Thursday.
Oh, goody.
Like, twice, apparently.
Oh, even better. If I'd known that, I would have showed up.
It played before Joe Dog's Hour and during Joe Dog's Hour.
Awesome! Did Joe Dog not get to do anything?
No, apparently he wasn't on the air that night.
Oh, well, okay, then I guess it was a good thing that it was my show to play in his absence then.
Right.
All right. So I'm going to talk about faux movies. Faux movies. Faux of them. Can you count them? Faux.
Faux.
And only one of them has zombies.
What?
Just one of them.
Only one.
So we'll leave that one to last.
Okay.
First movie up on the bench. Movie called Kill Them All. Wonder why we like that movie.
Why do I know that name?
It's a Thailand or Bangkok. I think it was Bangkok. It was where it was filmed.
I might know that movie.
It's a fairly recent movie. It's a fight movie. It's basically Mortal Kombat meets, I don't know, any of 1,000 Kung Fu Vengeance movies. I'm still being bummed out. I can't get into the cafe. Crap. Crap on a crutch. That's what I say. Crap on a crutch.
Refresh your...
50 times already, and I've been counting.
No, refresh your settings, and then go ahead.
Using a different browser, even.
Clean your cookies.
That's not the issue.
I was trying.
If I had cookies still, that may have been an issue, but I eat them, remember?
Yes.
So, Kill 'Em All. Fairly boring movie. But fun to watch because it's a good fight movie. So it's basically a whole bunch of assassins have been rounded up by some weird guy who you never see until near the end of the movie. And I don't think I'll be really giving away much on this movie, but it's they fight. Fight to the death! Whoever survives can join my army. And then it was like leads all into a vengeance thing. And overall, fun movie to watch as far as the fighting is concerned, but the rest of the movie was just, okay, seen it, done it, seen it, seen it, done it, seen it, done it, seen it, done it. Oh, neat move. Seen it, done it, seen it, done it. I can know where this movie's going. Okay, it's going there.
Huh.
But other than that, fun movie to watch.
I don't know. If I was the one who had to fight to the death and be the last survivor just to be on another man's army, I'd probably be like, nah, I done killed everyone else here. I don't need to fight anymore.
That would be kind of, it's one of those, where do you get the logic in this? Oh, okay, so one guy survives, he gets to join the army. Right. And most of the guys that the other guys have been killing are the army, and they all suck, because they all die quickly. So it's like, whatever. Fun movie to watch, not one movie to put much into the way of thinking, caring about characters, because there was no growth in the movie. No character development, no plot development, no whatever. It was just from there to there, fight! Finish him! Kind of thing. You know? That was right. Really that kind of movie. Next movie, Up on the Boat, is one you'll have heard of. I don't know if you've seen it. I was surprised I watched it, but I did. Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
I think I've seen the first one.
That is the first one.
There's
no second one out yet.
Wasn't there one that was just called Mortal Instruments without any extra title to it?
No, I think that was just the original name to it, and they just added the City of Bones part of it to make it sound cooler.
Oh, okay.
City of Bones does actually make it sound cool. Oh! Well, hold on. We may have some TMV Cafe radio chat room thing going on here. Wait. We might actually be able to... Oh!
There's a zombie Zach in the chat room. There's a ZZ!
Wow, there's people there. Hey, Wardog. Hey, Randy. Hey, Jack. Hey, Double O. Hey, Matthew. Oh, that's you. Ha. No, not the Randy part or Matthew part. But hey, hello, gang. Uh-oh, they're talking about... They were talking about me.
They were?
Gosh, darn it. It's got nothing... Oh, Wardog, it's got nothing to do with the Zat's chiming. It's actually something to do with the internet. I broke it. I'll break it again, too, if I have to. I don't mind.
Yeah, apparently he's really breaking it on my end.
Yeah, well, that... No. That's not me. I ain't doing that. Okay, back to Mortal Instruments City of Bones. So, I went in knowing this movie was a YA movie. Okay? So it's geared at young adults. It's geared for younger people. It's geared for, okay, not the adult crowd, love people and old people. I'm in there twice. Oh, no. What?
Yeah.
Where?
You're white and red.
Oh, okay. Then you guys just have to refresh and the red will disappear. Because the red is the old me. The white is the new me. The evil me. What? You guys are distracting me. Stop that. Randy has cookies. Okay. Mortal Instruments, City of Bones. Take duh. Not really, but I'll keep going. So, YA movie. I knew it. I was like, okay, fine. It's no problem. I can watch a YA movie. No worries. And it's like, hey, this is not bad. It's an enjoyable movie. It was a long movie. It's 2 hours plus. I have to say, right off the bat, there was good story development, there was good plot development, there was good character development, there was great visuals. I was really disappointed at what this one line, and I will share it here. It won't be much of a spoiler alert, but it's a line in the movie that made me laugh, and then want to say, damn, you bastards. So they're saying, oh, so there's werewolves, there's vampires, there's ghouls, there's things and things and things and things and zombies. What do you do with zombies? Oh, you can't kill the zombies. Well, I know they're dead and whatever. No, there's no such thing as zombies. They fixated on this in the movie and said there's no such thing as zombies. Those bad people. Why I ought to break something off on their foots and their heads, yo.
So there's no zombies in the movie?
No zombies in the movie.
Ha!
None whatsoever. Not a single one, not a hairy little butt cheek from one. Not one.
I don't know if you'd even get a hairy butt cheek from a zombie, because most of them lost them by then.
Well, if you just stick it with a knife or whatever, you'll get a hairy butt cheek.
Oh.
It'll come right off. If you're really disgusting, you can throw it on the Barbie and it's like, no, I'm not eating that.
BBQ buns.
Yeah. So, was the movie an enjoyable one? I enjoyed it. It had a little bit too much of the PG-13 for me, and a little bit of the too much of the whiny, emotional, oh, we love them, they love them, and there's like this whole love thingy circle thing going around. It's like, okay, stop with that crap and just go into the story or whatever. Yeah. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
If Twilight had been able to tap into the kind of acting and directing that this movie had, Twilight might have been enjoyable. I haven't seen Twilight because just a few seconds of it, a minute of it even, I have to run screaming away from it.
I go running when I see the commercial come up.
Dude, that chick, Kirsten Stewart, whatever the hell her name is, I can't stand her.
She's a zombie, what can I say?
She's not a zombie, you're insulting me, people.
She has no emotions. Zombies have no emotions either.
Zombies have emotions.
Really?
There is a whole range of emotions available in the variable tick-tack, tick-tick-tick movements of eyebrows and, like, slight wingles of, like, hair and stuff like that. There are emotions in zombies. Kristen Stewart has no emotions. He has no ability to act, no ability to exude any kind of tolerable level of, oh, look, I'm happy. Oh, look, I'm sad. Oh, look, I'm angry. She can't even do that. Not even with her voice, just alone. Her face can't do it. She can't do it. She makes me want to smack somebody. Smack, smackety, senseless smack.
Hit it with a stick.
Big time. So, Mortal Instruments, City of Bones. The title, The City of Bones, is a real throwaway to, I think, what leads up into the other books and the other movies or whatever. There's only a brief bit of a second of the actual concept of the City of Bones in this movie, and it's neat. I think, concept-wise, this movie and the subsequent movies that they'll probably come out with have some great potential, but it's stuck with the whole teen angst thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that's an issue for me watching any of these kinds of movies. She's a dead Brink. Okay, I will agree with that. But it's, other than that, if they can keep that kind of story writing into it, it would be good. But again, with something, that little corner at the end there is like, oh man, that was lame. But the rest of it was good. I don't want to know what WD is talking about right there, so I'm moving along. Next movie up. You might like this one. You may not have even heard of it. It came out this year, actually, specifically. I think it comes out to VOD soon, but it was also playing at the After Dark Film Festival in Toronto. So, it's called Bounty Killers. Let's set this one up for y'all, yo.
Heard of that one yet.
It is a post-apocalyptic future. The corporate industry giants of the world have essentially nuked the world by screwing everybody over and basically going to war with each other from corporate entity side. In the wreckage, what's left? Not much, really. Not much. But out of the wastelands is built a society based on rules and stuff and working together. The Council of Nine has put together their society trying to rebuild civilization again. I'm going to say society and civilization 14 more times, possibly, but I'm not going to say it right now. Now, so what they do is they have a bunch of judges that go around. They issue wanted posters for all the corporate white collar criminals from the past and say, "Hey, let's kill these guys. Let's just bring them in for justice and whatever." And they make a little show out of it. So it's like you got all of these assassins going around. Sorry, judges going around. Collecting the bounty on these bad white-collar crime people, and there's a whole following of people. Now, the one lady, she's hot. Her name is, what was her name? Mary something. Not Crazy Mary. Whatever. No. It was Mary... Mary Killer... that's it. I just now have to... do some Googling. I will Google it just a little bit. It's like a groove. Google it. I'm going slow today. It must be the internet. I'm saying it's the internet.
It has to be the internet.
It's the internet.
Problems we're having already.
Mary Death. That was her name. Sorry, that was her character name. Her real name is Christian Peter. New actress. First time. Gary Busey's in this movie, by the way, too.
Really?
Yep.
And you saying this is new?
This is a new movie. Yeah, it came out this year.
Wow, I didn't know he was still acting.
I wouldn't exactly call what he did in this movie acting.
Okay.
But he was in it. Matthew Marsden is the main guy. Kristanna Loken? I think she was in what? Was she in Terminator? Was that it? Yeah, Terminator 3. She was the Terminator. Oh, she was in Blood Rain? Oh, sorry, the other Blood Rain? Oh, man, that's so bad. Oh, and she was Painkiller Jane, too, in the TV series. That's right. I knew I remembered her. Okay, moving on. But, yes, it's a fun movie. Matthew's talking, saying, hey, Matthew was quick on that. He Googled it quicker than I did. Oh, he went and saw it at the theater. Okay, I'm losing my brain today. He saw it at the showing as well. Awesome. So, basically, a lot of shooting, a lot of violence, a lot of explosions, a lot of things going wiggity-wackity-wiggity-wick. And I thought, artistically speaking, there was a great deal of punk art, tattoo-style art throughout the movie, which really, really, really came through quite well. There's some scenes where the Dragon crew have blasted out apocalyptic, burnt-out city, and it's all like this faux background-type thing. They're driving through it, but it's artistic, and it's neat-looking. Really cool. Cool. So are you with me?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay. So the fourth movie. I howled my ass off watching this movie. Now, you've seen Shaun of the Dead, right?
Yes. I know what you saw.
Cockneys versus Zombies.
Oh, really? Not the one I thought you was.
What'd you think I saw?
I thought you saw At World's End.
I've seen that movie. We talked about it already.
I must have missed that one.
That was like a month ago or so.
I must have been asleep.
Yeah, I think so. I loved At World's End. It's a strange. We actually talked about it on here. War Dog, sorry, but she doesn't get naked in this movie.
What?
Sorry, she did in Terminator 3, but not in the
Terminator 3
Bounty Killers. Yeah, see, as Matthew's talking about, he's mentioning the comic book. The movie Bounty Killers is based on a comic book graphic novel that they came out at the same time. And I have to pick up the graphic novel now, because it looks fun. However, back to Christina Loken. No, back to...
Number move...
At World's End, then I'll go back to my movie, Cockneys vs. Zombies. At World's End is an awesome movie for one very simple reason. They actually tricked me. The beginning of the movie, it's going along, it's boring. It's like, oh my god, this is boring. I hate this thing. It's like stupid. It's a recovering alcoholic story. These guys are just doing the buddy thing. It's like, oh, this is boring. What are they going to do? They're going to suddenly then... And then, bam, he kills a guy by breaking his neck off on a toilet sink. What? And it's bleeding blue. What?
What?
Have you seen the movie yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, then I won't say anything more.
Yeah, I've seen the previews.
Okay, so this movie is wacky, because the whole like first third of the movie is like, this is depressing and boring, and this is real people's lives, and it's like all of this stuff, and, you know, he whatever, and then it goes completely left field. And it's like, okay, now it's funny.
Yeah, I think that was kind of way Shaun of the Dead went, too.
No, Shaun of the Dead. Well, Shaun of the Dead was slower, faster at doing it. It's like, okay, you got about 10 minutes in, and then bam, look, zombies.
I guess that's true. It was a little bit faster, yeah.
But at World's End was like almost it felt like half the movie. But you get 30 minutes in, 40 minutes into the movie, it's all character building and it's all developing how these guys all interrelated and got together. And it's like, okay, fine, I guess I can see it. Yada yada yada, and then bam, smack you in the face with the funny. And then it just keeps going faster and funnier and faster and funnier and faster. It's like, wow, this is an awesome movie. And I think, because there's another movie came out recently too, This Is the End? Yes, This Is the End, which is the one with Seth Rogen. And I will keep saying Seth Rogen as opposed to Seth Rogen. Okay, fine, I'll call him Seth Rogen. And a whole bunch of other people in the movie. And it does the same thing. It's like, oh man, it's a buddy comedy thing. They're like, oh man, this is boring. What? And then we have the rapture happening. It was like, wow, that was out of left field. And both of those movies sold me quite well because that kind of thing really works for me as a humor. I mean, if you can capture me to say it's like, okay, I'm bored. Okay, this sucks. And then swift it around right there like that. That really worked. District 9 did that for me. You start the movie off hating the main character. Can't stand him. By the end of the movie, you are so sympathetic for him, you actually might cry a tear seeing him trying to make that little flower thing for his girlfriend that he can't hook up with. Yeah. So, but back to the movie I was talking about. Cockneys versus Zombies. So, do you know what Cockneys are?
I've heard the word a few times, but I can't think off the top of my head what it is right now.
It's sort of, it's an area of London. London is full of a lot of dialects and various subculture groups of British culture. And Cockneys are a type of accent. It's a little stronger than, oh dear, that kind of British.
Right.
And it's not quite as strong as a Scottish brogue.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like somewhere in the middle there, which kind of describes a whole bunch of different British areas. But that's what a Cockney is. It's basically a section of London or section of England and a group of people that belong to that whole category of stuff.
Right.
And then there's zombies.
And then zombies.
Yes. So this movie really struck me as being rather humorous because the concept is very simple. You got a bunch of people here, and you got zombies. Okay. And then it devolves into that. So you got the main characters are involved with trying to perform a bank robbery. You know, because what they're trying to do is trying to raise enough money to be able to pay for the old folks' home that their grandpa's in, and they're about to shut down the old folks' home. So one that happens after that, and the old folks in the home. And then you have the zombie breakout. Smash! All the zombies all over the place. Run over, run in the district, etc., 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 etc. He's crazy. He has a metal plate in his head. And they make a whole big deal about the fact that he's got a big metal plate in his head. And there's a reason for that. And that shows up later in the movie. I won't spoil it for anyone.
Do I hear you?
Yes, you do hear me again.
And I apologize for that. We just had power outage from lightning strike.
Okay, at what point did you stop hearing me?
You know what? I don't know. I know it was like right about a point where you were talking about the difference. The people were, you know, seeing the different things and having different issues.
See, it's kind of hard. I can't watch like the 14 screens I got up on screen. I'm going to move this over here so I can see when you disappear.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so I'm going to put over there. So I don't know at what point I was talking about, but I'm going to start over again.
Well, FYI, folks, if this happens again, we have a severe thunderstorm overhead. So if I am totally lost at that point, it'll probably be a dead night for the rest of the shows.
And then we'll still have to hit them with sticks.
And still hit them with sticks, yes.
Yes, big sticks. Hairy sticks with dead things on them. You know, really creepy, creepy dead things, because tomorrow's Halloween. Halloween!
But yeah, what a way to go out on of the month, you know, and having severe storms overhead.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that after the break. I'm going to go back to Cockneys vs. Zombies, because I love this movie, and I think everybody should watch it. I believe it's coming up on Netflix soon. But premise of the movie is, you've got the young guys here who are trying to hold up a bank. They want to get enough money to try and save the old folks' home, because their grandpa and the old folks in the old folks' home are all getting kicked out. So, fun happens. The breakout happens. The apocalypse occurs. Zombies are all over the place. One guy, he's a cool character. He's fun. He's crazy. He's not somebody you actually sympathize for, but he's fun. I don't remember his name, but he's got a metal plate in his head. Metal plate. Yeah. So if you understand what that means, you will probably figure out where and how that plays later on in the movie. But we move on. So, I know that a couple of people in the movie were familiar. I don't remember them specifically. But I'm going to... Okay, look how quickly that comes up. That's funny. Jack Doolin. Yes, that name should be familiar to some. And Honor Blackman's in it, too.
Hmm. Here, I'll give you a real quick... only two versus zombie movies are on Netflix right now. It's Abraham Lincoln versus Zombies.
Fun movie.
Yes, it was. And Zombies versus Strippers.
Also a fun movie.
It's only got a 1-star rating.
It's a horrible movie.
And it's a B movie.
Oh, no. It's a B lower movie.
Ah.
This movie is about having Jenna Jameson on with zombies. That's
She's
it.
She's not, according, well, let me look.
She doesn't get naked in the movie, no.
Let me look, because they're...
Oh, not. I've seen the movie.
Well, this one's not listing as...
Zombies versus Strippers.
Yeah.
No, that's a different movie. I haven't seen that one. That one's a corny movie. That one's bad. But, fun to watch. From what
it
I heard.
Doesn't have names I recognize.
No, it's all B, it's all no names. Oh, sorry, I thought you said Zombie Strippers. That's no. A different movie. Yeah. Okay, so, you apparently watched a movie this week that after a much arm-twisting, I got you to watch.
Yes, I did. I finally watched Stakeland. And I gotta say, it wasn't bad. It was really, really impressive. A whole new twist on vampires, which I really liked. And, you know, trying not to give too much away. I know you and I kind of discussed a little bit about it, saying that, you know, the biggest twist is the vampirism is more of a virus, in a sense.
Yeah, that, like the zombie infection.
Yeah, exactly. Which I thought was a pretty cool twist. But I'm telling you, I was really disappointed in the end.
Yes, it sounded like it was rushed. Okay, we need to slap an ending on this thing.
Oh, yeah, they slapped an ending on there with a stick.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was disappointed in that part, but, man, the rest of it was great. I really liked the action. The storyline had a great twist to it, especially that smart vampire. I was wondering, are they really going to let this guy go out like that? But it was perfect.
Hey, they left it open for sequel, man. They left it open so they could have a whole series on it, which I don't think they got the money to actually do, so no series.
Well, I don't want to give away anything if nobody's seen it, so I'll... They ran out of enough... Yeah, exactly, War Dog.
And you know what time of the show it is now, right?
Time to lose power. Oh, no, wait, wrong
one. No, we already did that.
Yes, we did. All right, on that note. We'll be right back.
I don't know what the heck else was sung. But that song was called...
Go ahead.
Every Day is Halloween by Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's like, wait a sec, that's Ministry? That doesn't sound like Ministry. What?
It kind of reminded me of tonight's guest.
I know, you just mentioned that.
Yeah.
But the reason I mentioned it is because Ministry is one of my favorite bands, and one of my favorite bands that I like to use for Halloween music. Ministry and Nine Inch Nails. Good, creepy, creepy, creepy.
Which Nine Inch Nails song?
Actually, any Nine Inch Nails song. Usually what I usually play is the Quake soundtrack from the game Quake, but done by Trent Reznor. It's just all moody, background, creepy, wow, that's weird music, man. Weird.
Gotcha.
Which segues quite well into our next segment in the show, Top Halloween Songs for Halloween.
Halloween songs.
I have me here a wee list created by somebody off the top 40 lists. Pop 40. Pop, pop, pop music. Pop, pop. And them. Whatever. Their number one song was one that's like, yeah, I always play this song during Halloween as well. Bobby Boris Pickett's The Monster Mash.
Oh, yeah. You got to have The Monster Mash.
I love that song. Of course, they always put this one into an every list about it. Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah.
I listen to it.
You got your zombie dance.
I listen to it. It's okay. I was surprised about... Okay, not this one. They put DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Nightmare on My Street.
Yeah, I knew that
not
one.
Not mine. I wouldn't pick it. However, this one surprised me because I completely forgot that this was in the movie. However, he's one of my favorite musical artists. I really like his music. Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells, Part 1. Which was apparently the theme from The Exorcist.
Is it Exorcist?
Yes.
It is
part of the theme song of The Exorcist. Mike Oldfield also does a bunch of other movie soundtracks. He did another one for... what the heck was the Army movie? The Killing Fields. He does the entire score for the movie, The Killing Fields.
Really?
And there's one song on there, it's creepy as hell, because it's just basically all this basso rumbling and everything going off, and you see this landscape thing going on. It's like, dude, that's freaky. But yeah, he's a great musician.
Mike Oldfield?
Mike Oldfield. He has an album out called Tubular Bells. That's his first real album of his own out. He plays 50 instruments. He plays all of them. He's the only one playing on the album.
Wow.
And I'm hearing your music in the background.
What music?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. No.
That's Tubular Bells, and you're right. That is
Tubular Bells, yes.
Yeah, that's Exorcist. I'm trying to remember the one for Halloween. There was an actual name for it, too. But
there is, and that was the other song I almost sent you for today's intermezzo. It starts off with Sandman, Bring Me a Dream. It's the song from that, and who does that? That was What's His Face? Why can't I remember his name?
Metallica? Oh,
no.
Sorry. Wrong song.
Big Band guy. Pardon Me Boys. Is the Chattanooga Choo Choo. That guy.
That's a Glenn Miller song, right?
Glenn Miller, yes. So part of the beginning of the Halloween song is a Glenn Miller song about the Sandman.
Huh.
Hey, Mr. Sandman, send me a dream. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So it plays the lyrical version of that, and then it segues into the part that everybody knows as the theme song for Halloween.
Okay, now I have to ask. You're looking at that list. There's a song I bet you is not in the top 10, but I got to ask. Jeepers Creepers?
Not in that list, nope. But I like that song, and I like that movie.
See, I'm surprised that didn't make the list.
Yeah, well, you know, you can only have so many songs in the top. Oh, wait, 10 songs. However, the next one they have here is The Time Warp by Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, yeah.
I get that. It's not one of my favorites, but I get it.
Right.
One of my favorites that would always be on Halloween would be the Ghostbusters.
Of course.
Yes.
Ray Parker Jr. version.
Yep. And then we have Donovan's Season of the Witch.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that one. Yeah, that was a good one.
That is a good one. And apparently the Ramones did a song called Pet Sematary.
Yes, they did.
Or the movie Pet Sematary.
Yes, they did. I remember that one.
And that one works for me, too. I don't know this one, so I'll just throw it out there. Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me.
I know the song Somebody's Watching Me, but I didn't know it was Rockwell. But I know if that's the original version, believe it or not, the high-pitched...
Yeah, Michael Jackson and Jermaine Jackson, yes.
Yep.
So I didn't really know that one, but it's whatever. And then another song that I do actually like, Talking Heads, Psycho Killer, Qu'est-ce que c'est, ba 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 ba. But then I like Talking Heads too, so. So that was my musical renditions from that list. Fire away. Actually, I could probably throw out hundreds of songs and music that I would listen to on Halloween, but I just generally play random.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think your list is pretty close to what everybody would pick as typical Halloween songs.
And Paris Hilton.
You know, I noticed there's another one that's missing there. The Addams Family tune.
Ba-da-da-doom. 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 Ba-da-da-doom.
And The Munsters.
Yeah, I have that one too.
Yeah, but you see, those are the kind of the things. And then,
but there's only so many songs you can have in a top 10 list. There's only 10.
I know. See, I would have one that's not on on your top 10 list there, and that would be Marilyn Manson with I Put a Spell on You. That is a creepy song never listened to it.
I would go with The Dope Show on that one then for Marilyn.
Oh, yeah, Dope Show's a good one too, yeah.
We're all here for The Dope Show. Folks,
if we're going to go Marilyn Manson, might as well go with The Beautiful People.
But I love that song.
I do too.
I mean, The Beautiful People, The Beautiful is like, dude, I like this. This was like, the first time I heard that beat was like, it's like,
oh, no, I love
that rocked.
It.
Yes, I was like really big fan of that.
Of course, that's like Disturbed and The Sickness. You know, you get that beat in the beginning, you're just like, ah, ha, 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 ha.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And as you were playing a little bit of the Tubular Bell song, I every time I hear that little I always go right straight back to Tubular Bells, because I love that album. And sorry, I love the other album, second one, and the third one, and the orchestral Tubular Bells, because in order to duplicate what he did with that first album, the Tubular Bells, they took the entire Royal Philharmonic Orchestra to do the same thing.
Wow.
Okay, so there's a version of that album done with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of London. And that's it. It's the whole album, that whole song, because it's really one song, just done with many, 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 many layers and different parts of the song interwoven together. But they had an entire orchestra, and that was the only way to duplicate it live.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool, though. I did not realize that it really took that much.
Yeah, it's amazing what he can play as an instrument. He's one of these really weird, freaky, he can play anything instrument kind of guys. It's like if it's percussion, if it's wind, if it's, he even has vocal, well, it's all done with the computer stuff and everything, because he's got vocal tracks that he lays down using the computers as well, but it's all just him. I mean, he's probably got some help and stuff doing stuff, but it's really him playing all the instruments.
Yeah.
Really neat, fun thing.
I'm trying to think. There's another artist that did something similar to that as well, and there's a lot of people who've tried to mimic it or tried to do it and could not match it, and I just can't remember the artist.
Well, it's kind of hard. I mean, most people, when they learn an instrument, they learn an instrument, and that's it.
Right.
To be able to switch gears from, say, playing an electric bass guitar to playing the Glockenspiel, which is one of the instruments on this album, it's a different style. I mean, you're talking percussive versus string. It's a different play format. You're not hitting things, you're picking things versus whatever. It's a different combination of using the hands and stuff, and the brain doesn't think that way. But once you get through a couple of instruments, then it's like learning a language. Once you learn one language, it's easier to learn another language and easier to learn another. And if you like learn three or four languages, it's easy to learn several languages after that.
Well, let's see. I remember they were saying that if you learn Spanish, Spanish, French, and maybe Italian, I think. I can't remember the third one. Anyway, if you learn these three particular languages, you can decipher almost every language.
Okay. I would say if you're going to learn either any of those three or four languages, the first one you'd want to learn is Latin. Because they're all derived from the same language.
Latin would be a fun one to learn.
I learned Latin.
Carpe diem.
I'm not seizing nobody's freaking day.
Seize your own.
I've got my own, and I'm not telling you no more about it.
And hit it with a stick.
I used to know how to say all of that stuff in Latin.
But all right, we want the list.
Latin is one of those dead languages. Like, nobody knows how to pronounce it anymore. It's funny. But the reason I got into Latin was because it was English was so derived on it. I figured, I'd breeze right through. It's like, yeah, this was easy. This was easy. It's like, what the hell do you mean there's seven tenses in this language?
Yeah, there's English is actually the hardest language out there.
It's one of, if you're not used to the bases on it. Yeah. But all whatever. Right,
so you want my list of top Halloween movies to watch this year?
Quick, throw it out at me.
All right. Starting off with House of a Thousand Corpses. Sleepy Hollow with Johnny Depp.
Okay, these are movies, not songs.
These are movies.
Yes.
Halloween. And the original one with from 1978. That's the one I put up there. The Changeling.
I like that one.
Yeah. The original Amityville Horror.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Need I like toaster.
That one. That one, it still has some freakiness to it. The First Pet Sematary.
Fun movie.
Oh, God, that little kid was wicked. Poltergeist.
Poltergeist, yeah! Killer chicken, no.
Not
okay.
Poltergeist, no. Man, I got sick on that first scene in that one.
Well, that was the point of the show, movie.
Yeah, it's the reason I never finished watching it. Anyway, I don't know why this is on this list. Personally, this would never make a Halloween list for me. But they got this one on there, Paranormal Activity.
Oh, no, that's because they're modern people. I did not really get into the movie Paranormal Activity.
Don't even. I tell people, don't even waste your time on it.
It's.
If you want to see something that's a good spoof of that, God, what was it? It was with Marlon Wayans. God, I forgot the name of it. I think it's like Haunted House or something. I can't remember it. That was hilarious.
Okay.
So if you want to see a funny, goofy movie like that, there you go. Number 9. Now, this one's listed as 2, and I can't say the first one, but hopefully you can. I think it's Ju-on? Okay, The Grudge.
Yep.
For those who want the English version.
Japanese version, The Grudge, the English version, with Sarah Michelle Gellar in the English version.
Yeah, get this. There's a 2013 movie on there, and I think you're going to go crazy over. Evil Dead.
So the remake.
Yes, they're actually listing the remake over the original.
Not on my list.
That's what I thought.
Now, the Evil Dead remake was a fine movie as a horror movie. It was a terrible remake of Evil Dead.
Huh. I remember the first one. I've never seen the second or that remake yet.
Yeah. The first one was a fun movie. It was scary, fun, scary. Okay, not meant to be serious, whatever. Evil Dead, the remake for 2013, was like, holy crap.
Well,
I had no connection to it.
I'm curious what you're going to say on this next one. Now, this one actually is in both English and other languages. I'm going to see if I can. There you go. That's the other one. Can you say that?
Well, that's Japanese.
Yeah.
But it's Hausu?
Hausu?
Hausu. Hausu. Yeah. I think it's Hausu. The house?
It's house. Yeah. So
I liked the house. I never saw the Japanese version, but I did see the English version. I liked What's His Nut, The Greatest American Hero.
Yeah, that one was interesting.
I never remember his name.
You know what? I can't remember his
name. But I always remember that movie, Greatest American Hero.
All right. Last three, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Not on my top 10.
Panic Room, I would have not.
Not on my top 10. Not even in my top 100.
And this one is only for kids for some reason, but it still makes a list, and I don't understand why. Hocus Pocus.
I understand why. It's cute horror. It's cute Halloween.
Well, I mean, I love seeing Bette Midler dressed up that way. It's hilarious, but...
That's right, Jack. William Kratt. Okay, so I'm going to throw you a list of 10 movies.
All right.
Creepshow.
Yes, yes.
Phantasm.
Oh, there's one I forgot about. Yep.
Halloween, the original.
Yes.
Night of the Living Dead, the original.
I have to watch that again, but yes.
Yes, you do. Beetlejuice.
Yes, I actually just watched that one yesterday.
Trick or Treat.
Which one?
The only one that was called Trick or Treat.
There was another one that had Trick or Treat.
That was Trick or Treat.
Oh, okay.
This one is Trick or Treat.
Okay.
This movie, I love this movie, Trick or Treat. It has like most of the cast of the Battlestar Galactica TV show, but it's a whole bunch of four vignettes, little short stories that go on and they all circle around each other. Awesome movie. If you haven't seen it, it's a very well done horror story, because you have this one little bit that happens here, and all of a sudden you're down here in this movie portion. It's four bits in, it's about an hour in, and oh my god, now you realize why he did that.
Oh, okay.
It's an awesome, well done movie. Then we have The House on Haunted Hill, which has got the original with Vincent Price in it. Yep. I love Vincent Price. One of my favorite movies of all time, The Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Pumpkinhead.
Oh, I forgot about Pumpkinhead, yes.
And they throw Young Frankenstein on this list, but it's a fun movie.
You know, I was thinking here, you know, we're talking all these movies, and I just forgot it too. Godly, I just had one in my head when we were talking about the movies, and I was like, it's one that never makes the list.
Which one?
That's the problem. I just forgot it.
Oh, okay. Well, this list is actually 100 Halloween movies, and I would watch all of these movies because it also includes Fright Night, The Return of the Living Dead, Friday the 13th, all of them, a bunch of the Dracula movies, Hellraiser, Jeepers Creepers, Frankenstein movies, Reanimator. Reanimator is awesome, fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Something Wicked This Way Comes, Children of the Corn. Now, Saw, I'm not a big fan of. I just not really... into that as much, but the first two I liked.
It has its twist in it, so yeah. I mean, I can see why it makes a list.
And Jack mentions The Haunting, the original. I also like the one House on Haunted Hill, the remake that they did a couple years back with Famke Jensen in it. That one was always fun.
You mean the one that had,
Nightmare on Elm Street, obviously. The Howling. This one here is one that I thought was odd to have on it, but okay. Spider Baby. The House That Dripped Blood. Yeah. And they got Pet Sematary and Sleepy Hollow on here, too. Psycho. More Frankenstein. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Brain Dead. And Near Dark. Awesome horror movies to watch on Halloween.
Definitely.
Oh, I like The Frighteners. That was a good movie.
Oh, Frighteners is one of my all-time favorites.
From Dusk Till Dawn, The Wolfman, It, really? In the Mouth of Madness. Sure, Dusk Till Dawn was a great movie.
Okay, the first one, though, right?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you've watched...
Dude, the second one was stupid.
And the third one was just as bad.
The third one was better than the second one.
Yeah, that's true. What was that last one you just mentioned?
In the Mouth of Madness.
I'm actually surprised that one made it, because there's a lot of people that didn't like that one.
I love that movie. That is probably my favorite Sam Neill movie ever.
He does play some pretty creepy films.
Actually, I would say it's a tie between my favorite Sam Neill movie, this one, and then Event Horizon.
Really? Event Horizon?
Both of those. Event Horizon's not on this list, but for Sam Neill, my favorite movies from him are In the Mouth of Madness and Event Horizon.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I wanted to put that one on there.
Okay, I don't know why they have Delamore. Sounds stupid. I've never watched it. The Fly, yeah. Silence of the Lambs, yeah. From Beyond, yeah. Prince of Darkness, yeah. Poltergeist, yeah. Hannibal. Nosferatu, yeah. The Thing, Amityville Horror, The Omen, Suspiria, Legend of Hell House. Love that movie. Freaked me out when I was young. Witchfinder General. Not what I would put on here. The Exorcist,
Blob on
there? Huh?
Do they got The Blob on there?
Not yet. Drag Me to Hell?
Fun. That was a little too funny. I had too much fun with that movie.
let's see what else was here. House of Wax? Vincent Price, love that movie.
Yeah,
The Thing from Another World, awesome movie. They got some Texas Chainsaw, The Haunting on here, Hellraisers, of course, American Werewolf, yes, Wicker Man, yes,
Wicker
Carrie.
It's not a horror movie.
The not the one with what's his nut.
One.
You're thinking the one with Nicolas Cage, right?
Yeah.
No, no. This one is with Christopher Lee in it from the 70s.
Oh, okay.
This one is a horror movie.
And Jack has a good question for you.
What's that?
Which version of the thing?
Oh, the first one. The original.
Okay. Speaking of which, I know we got cut off cut a few times. Do you know what time it is?
It's about that time. So I think we should probably wrap up that there's a whole crap load of movies to watch on this Rosemary's Baby. Yeah. The Shining. Ooh. So many movies to watch for Halloween. Watch them all.
The original Shining.
The original Shining. Yes. So everybody in the chat room, everybody else who listens otherwise, and however, thanks for joining us. It's been a pleasure having y'all. EW, thanks for dropping in or out.
Always a pleasure, yeah, as long as I'm online.
I do my cannibal zombie giggle there with that one, because like, that one's funny.
That's your Cookie Monster laugh.
Yeah! I can't do that, because that's copyrighted.
Oh. However, that's your zombie cookie laugh.
That's it.
On that note,
have fun, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.